Yesterday, Zipcar announced its plans to go public. This is the car sharing company where you don't own a car, you just join the company itself, and then you can use a car whenever you need one. Now, it hasn't been that long since a company going public would not be headline news, and we would not be talking about it. But there's a reason why this is special, and Louise Story is going to explain that today. She's finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And the reason we're talking about today is it's possibly a sign that the business climate is improving?
Yes, Celeste, the IPO market has been dead. I mean, we just haven't been seeing many companies go public, and that's because investors are so skittish. Look at the stock market, how much it's been gyrating around. If you're a company and you want to go public, you want to be able to estimate what kind of money you might get for your shares. And when the stock market is moving like this, you have no confidence and what will happen. So it's interesting that Zipcar, you know, is going public. And Zipcar, you know, started just 10 years ago with a light green VW bug with this idea that for city dwellers, instead of buying cars, they could just come rent a car for an hour. And they've really grown. They're now in, you know, 13...
Cars like shopping carts.
Kind of cars like shopping carts. You just borrow it. Yeah. It's very convenient, and it's really good for people in the city who want to just check a car
out. They don't have to pay for parking. They don't have to pay for insurance. They just pay for the service, and they use it when
they need it. It's also big on college campuses, you know, for college students.
That would make sense.
So they have this model. The problem for Zipcar, this is sounding a little bit like 1999, the problem for Zipcar is they haven't been profitable ever in their 10-year lifespan.
That was never a problem in 1999.
Right, but, you know, it could be a problem now to investors thinking about investing in Zipcar. But they said in their filing yesterday, we've never been profitable. We may not ever be profitable. But car analysts say that they may be, because this car sharing market is growing. It's estimated to get into the billions of dollars in a few years. And in a bad economy like we've been in, people might prefer to save money by sharing cars rather than buying them.
Okay, so the headline here is that somebody's actually being brave enough to offer their company to make it go public. And how is the Wall Street reacting to this? With skepticism? Do they feel like this is a good sign?
Well, the bankers are certainly happy because, you know, IPOs have lucrative fees for firms like Goldman and JP Morgan. What they do is the bankers will take information about Zipcar on a roadshow over the next few months to big institutional investors, and they'll try to feel out how much they would pay for Zipcar shares. And as long as they get a good response, then they'll take it onto the stock market. And all along the way, Goldman, JP Morgan, they're the bankers in this, will sap up a bunch of fees. So certainly the banks are excited to see IPOs come back. They're very lucrative.
But it's modest. This is $75 million.
But, you know, last week we saw Toys R Us came out and said that they've been private for the last few years, that they're going to try to go public, and that would be a much bigger one. Right. So if you can see the market open up, there's a lot of companies on the sidelines because the last few years have been just way too tenuous for many companies to jump in there.
We'll see if this leads to a domino effect. Louise Story is a finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times.